KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Durban Metro Police say a taxi blockade affecting several roads in the Durban CBD has now ended.
They take in their taxis and they'll go to different ramps. Victoria Embankment and M4 is open. Metro Police members on the ground monitoring the situation, and our camera room also monitoring.
That's according to spokesperson Boisi Sungu. It's understood the ongoing protest relates to aggrieved members of the Durban Long Station Taxi Association over not getting their operating licenses. It's affected several commuter routes, including long-distance journeys to Zululand and Johannesburg. KZN Transport's responded to the protest, saying over 115 permits in Maritzburg have not been collected by the association. Taxi Council Santaco's KZN spokesperson, Sifiso Shange, has explained the challenge.
Sometimes the challenge is that some of them have got a challenge with regards to staff, because for you now to be able then to uplift, you need to have a good standing on SARS. And some of them are not on good standing. And others, it's the issue of SARS based on threshold, whether they meet the threshold then to be able then to pay SARS. But then for that, you need personally to go to SARS, and SARS will be able then to assess your financial status.
He says previously associations did not require a SARS PIN to collect their permits. The Auditor General says poor financial management is to blame for eThekwini's water challenges.
You see the percentage is sitting at 3.9% in terms of what is put aside for repairs and maintenance, and the norm is 8% of the value of the infrastructure. So they are way below what we expect them to be.
It's Nomalungelo Mkhize, the Auditor General's business unit leader for KZN. Parliament's watchdog Scopo was briefed on the water situation yesterday. In an effort to address losses in the city, eThekwini has introduced a two-month water reduction plan. Mkhize says the city has the lack of budgeting to infrastructure repairs.
I spoke at the start when I spoke to the water losses, the dilapidated infrastructure. 58% of the water that they do buy does not make it to consumers.
The National Lotteries Commission has defended its recent payment to National Treasury, totaling some 300 million rand. MPs questioned the legality of the payment last month. The commission says it surrendered the money from its excess finances, even though it denied thousands of requests for aid from individuals and charities during the 2022-2023 financial year. Briefing the media yesterday, board chairperson Barney Pichana said they'd consulted with legal counsel before surrendering the funds to Treasury. Pichana says Parliament's chief legal advisor confirmed that they are legally obligated to make payments.
This 300 rand that is paid to the government. People say that we want our money back. Whose government is it, after all? So let's think straight, friends. There is no money that has been stolen here. We will not be the ones who take government or other government entities to court. We will not be going in and out of court. The board has not discussed the matter any further than that, but that is the position as it stands.
And the Israeli Defense Force has defended its continued operations in northern Gaza, saying they are designed to prevent Hamas from regrouping. An Israeli airstrike at a multi-story building killed more than 90 people, including 25 children, in Beit Lahia yesterday. The attack came a day after Israel banned the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees from operating in the country. The IDF says it had its sights set on a target and is trying to understand why so many people were in the area at the time of the strike. Israel's key ally and backer, the US, called the strike horrifying. A recap of our lead story this hour. Durban Metro Police say a taxi blockade affecting several roads in the Durban CBD has now ended. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.